let's do the holy letters of the Rebbe in volume 5. This is letter number 1246. And this is dated Baruch Hashem. And this is the 22nd day of Mar Cheshvan, Tovshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn, New York. And the Rebbe is sending this to the leadership in the yeshiva in Lud. May Hashem be with them. Shalom uvracha, peace and blessing. It is with pleasantness that I received your letters and also the report from the yeshiva from the 18th day of Tishrei, with attached with the sheets of the students with their pictures, that you look at them, you can recognize that these are children blessed by God. Zera Berech Hashem. It's a shame that in some of the sheets is lacking the picture. I'm sure that in the future you will fill in that as well. And the Rebbe points out, goes through each one of the sheets that are lacking pictures. Number 6, 29, 30, 31, 32, 35, 40, 44, 47, 91, 93, 100, 104, 109. And starting from 109, there's also missing the sheets, not only the pictures. So you see how particular the Rebbe was going through each and every one and looking, making sure.
So these were pictures of what?
The students of the yeshiva. Later on, the Rebbe initiated also, you may know, the pictures of all the shluchim and their families. And the Rebbe used to keep it on his desk, those pictures, and that was very dear to the Rebbe. Number 2. As far as you are asking about sending out a shaliach to raise funds, and you write that it seems from my letter, they're writing that the Rebbe isn't happy from traveling to other countries. The Rebbe says, I'm not sure why you're basing this on. My only view is that the various institutions need to communicate with each other, to coordinate in a way so that there should not be any contradictions or mix-ups or damages from non-organized traveling. And for sure, you can organize the travelings from the various different institutions, that also a shaliach from your institution should be able to visit all kinds, all different countries. Number 3, the fact that you ask about a very specific person, if he is fit to be sent as a shadar to raise the money, the Rebbe says, it's very hard for me to voice an opinion if I don't know him, you know, face to face. And certainly, over there on the place, you can figure out how fitting is he for this mission. And for sure, it's also important to know to which country he's traveling. Number 4. This that you're asking about taking a separate head of the yeshiva to teach the revealed part for Nigla, that is very fitting, and for very many, many reasons, both for inside and for the outside. Versus, they used one rabbi for both, for the esoteric and the Nigla, apparently. The Rebbe says, no, because not only do we need to put effort in raising the way, the study of Hasidus, but we also have to raise the way they learn Nigla, that it should be with energy, with livelihood, and zu Gekochkeit, with fervor. And for sure, that a proper Rosh Yeshiva, especially fitting for this, is going to be able to help lots and lots. Number 5. It's very hard for me to give an opinion as far as an individual, who to pick as the Rosh Yeshiva, the Rosh Mesivta. However, I am sure that over there on the spot, you can figure out, you can find out after checking how, or seeing how the influence of this Rosh Yeshiva or this one on the students, how much he is able to arouse them and give them energy in their studies. Number four.
Number six,
right? I'm just seeing if you're paying attention. In response to your question, as far as the order of study. So in the classes in general, you need to organize, make an effort that it should be close to the order as it is in the Taim Chetmimim from the way past. As understood, with the necessary changes because of the conditions of where they are now. With the exception, the Rebbe says, with the children that come from the Yemenite children, they need a special supervision until they get used to the new order, the new Sidurim. And also the special approach as far as the study of Hasidus, which self-understood is a must for them as well. And I've already spoken in the past, about the study of the Maimorim of my father-in-law, the previous Rabbi. Number seven, Zion. Following up to the above, I'm going to emphasize once again about the importance, according to my view, to train the students, at least those who have are capable of this, or can I shaykhus to this, to recite Maimorim Chasidus publicly, also in front of people, balabatim, that are not from the Chabad communities. And I'm also going to emphasize again about the necessity to raise educators and counselors from amongst the Yemenite children themselves. Number eight, I am hoping to for the fulfillment of your promise in your letter to send also the sheets from the Yemenite students, and also as far as it connects to those who work in the leadership in the Anhola, I thank you from ahead, from now. And number nine, I am interested to know if for the new season, learning season, did you widen your territory with new students, and what kind of a type? I'm also giving you regards from Rebbe, gives all the titles. That's his brother-in-law, Shmayoshich Gorari, that you have certainly received. And for sure, there was also a Chasidish Fabringen, as I had spoken to you before you left here. I'm hoping that this gathering, this Fabringen, will bring a strengthening in the already existing activities, and also the widening, and also arousing to new activities. With blessings for success in your holy work, and regards to each one and one, I'm attaching here too the publication of the 20th of Marcheshvan, which we have just published. And I think that we already notified them that the Esreg that you have sent over here was received in time, and thank you ahead. Thank you.